Okay, let's begin.
I had a dream I was living in the crib just like this one. Same wife, different children, and it looks just like home, but feels like I'm visiting. I really can't tell if it's real or I'm tripping. As I venture into the kitchen, it's two chicks whispering. Figured they was friends with the wife as they kicking it. I see them both giggling, the laughs getting louder, and as I begin listening, it's clear that they dissing them. Either you drunk, pissing you off, piff or belligerent, and must not remember who kitchen it is you sitting in. Don't ever disrespect my queen, you gotta get a been hit it before I really get pissed and start flipping. Before I can get rid of them, one of them said, listen, we'll leave, but in a minute, believe us, we'll be here again. We got permission from the guy that you're living with.
What guy?
Your friend upstairs with the lizard skin.
I'll save you, I'll save you. I'll save you, I'll save you. From the monster. I'll save you, I'll save you. I'll save you, I'll save you. From the monster.
So I hit the stairs running fast, gun in hand, stopping through the house looking for this man. Bustin' in the kids' room, well, they my kids, but they not my kids. That's the part that I don't understand. And I ain't mention anything from the kitchen. I just asked if any strangers came here to visit. They pointed at this drawing that they made, and this picture was a lady and some man with a face like a lizard. They laughing as I noticed they hands hitting behind they back, and it was something black in it. I tell them to let me see. As I take a look closer, it's a voodoo doll of my wife with needles all over. And now I'm tripping, asking them where they get it and what are they doing with it, but all they doing is grinning. They looked at me and said, Dad, quit tripping. The monster inside y'all's room gave us permission.
I'll save you, I'll save you. I'll save you, I'll save you. From the monster. I'll save you, I'll save you. I'll save you, I'll save you. From the monster.
So I run up in our room and I see this man. He's standing over my wife and she bleeding bad. I pull a gun out to squeeze, but this thing is jammed. So I swing, but it's so slow I can't even land. I step around and I see his hand. It got my wife's heart in it and it's beating fast. She got tears running all down her cheek, but she keeps smiling though. You would think she ain't even mad. This dude got a hoodie on, I can't see his face. I'm just trying to figure if he a lizard or he a snake. Is it what the chick explained? Is it who the kids were saying? Giving everybody permission to cause my missus pain. He yelled something and it sounded like hypocrite. Except he ain't said, he was hissing it. I asked him his name, he replied, Mark. Then he looked up in his face, it was mine.
I'll save you, I'll save you. I'll save you, I'll save you. From the monster. I'll save you, I'll save you. I'll save you, I'll save you. From the monster.
I wake up and it's a chick laying next to me, but it's not my wife laying in the bed with me. Tears in my eyes and this dream got me dying inside, cause now I finally realized what it was telling me. The two women in the kitchen, they were dissing, cause the way that I was living had given them that permission. And now I wanna flex with words and check forward, but my actions is why they was losing respect forward. And them kids that I didn't recognize at first, see, they really were my kids, just not with her. And the doll with all the needles inside of her represents the betrayal they'd always be a reminder of. See, I was running around trying to be the hero, but the monster with her heart in his hand was me, though. I know you never let anybody hurt her, bro, but don't forget you in the position to hurt her most.
I'll save you, I'll save you. I'll save you, I'll save you. From the monster.